Good morning, a Friday morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, I can't believe you stayed up so late last night, but what a debate. WAMC and WNYT hosted the Albany mayoral debate between the candidates for the upstate city's top job, WNYT's Benita Zahn, you, Alan, and our own news director, Ian Pickus, posing questions. The candidates, Albany Mayor Sheehan, Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin, and Common Councilor Frank Camiso Jr., among the issues for discussion, we had the city's finances, crime, affordable housing, and infrastructure.
Well, it was an interesting debate. I think why it's important to most of our listeners is not only because it's Albany, our city of licensure, but more importantly, because it represents all of the tensions that we see in virtually every population center. Not enough money to go around. In Albany, one of the more fascinating things is the role of not-for-profits and how could they contribute more. There is, of course, the whole tension over police protection and what the role of the police should be. So it's a very interesting debate, and I sure hope everybody will be there to watch it and listen to it. It's quite a thing.
We'll re-air that debate at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and from there to another terrorist attack, Barcelona, a van, killing 13. The carnage doesn't seem to end, and we have a new weapon now.
David, you are so right. It is so sad. All of us who have been to Barcelona, and Roselle and I have, and frankly, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful city. It is a place where, when we left, I said to Roselle, if we retire, this would be a place where we could live. And nobody is exempt from this kind of thing. One wonders when three vans, and that apparently is what happened here, are rented, whether or not the people who are doing the renting have a special responsibility to sort of smell out this kind of thing, or whether the money means so much that they would do that. It's easy to point the finger of blame, of course. People can get cars, they can steal them, they can do anything they need to do in order to do these heinous acts. ISIS, which takes the claim for Barcelona, but not some of the other things that have been happening around Spain yet, is a terrible group. And my bet is that we're going to see some very strong actions taken. When you scratch your head and say, but what can you do? It's amazing what can be done when you really set your mind to saying, okay, this is unacceptable. We're going to put a stop to this. It's happened throughout history. It works when people get together and do it. And I think that this is going to be motivation for making that happen.
Speaking of strong actions and strong words, since the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, we've seen quite a reaction to President Trump's response, not only from the usual folks, but also from the Republican Party. And to that end, Senator Bob Corker.
Well, I have always talked about something. I suspect I may have come up with it inadvertently, but I've been talking about the whoosh factor. There gets to be a tipping point. There gets to be a point when it's just unacceptable. And even the Republican office holders who are caught between a rock and a hard place, on the one hand, they have to watch out that they don't alienate Trump, because if he runs somebody against them, and there are indications he's doing exactly that now, if we're like with Senator Flake in Arizona, or they could lose a general election, or they could be sitting around the table with their husbands or wives or children and know that sooner or later you got to do the right thing. And there is something called the right thing, and there are profiles in courage. It's amazing how some of the people who were an anathema to so many people now turn around and do the right thing, and we say, well, that guy's not so bad. Well, in terms of social policy, maybe they are. But when it comes to somebody who is as intemperate as this president is, sooner or later people take a look and say, no, we really can't support this. This is America.
Buffalo businessman, 2010 Republican candidate for governor, Carl Paladino, was removed from the Buffalo school board. That came down yesterday. Alan, your thoughts?
Well, for good reason. He said some terrible things. Here's what the exact quote is. Michelle Obama would, quote, return to being a male and, in parentheses, be loose on the outback of Zimbabwe, where she lives comfortably in a cave with Maxie the gorilla. It's terrible stuff. Here is somebody who runs for the school board to be in control over our children and makes utterances like that. His attorney is none other than the former Attorney General of New York, Dennis Vacco. Shame on Vacco for this. But Paladino is out. He's disgraced, but he's disgraced himself all along.